You're listening to Gamesform's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Dive into the world of mobile gaming with us as we explore the latest trends and discuss best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mobilize and Monetize, Gamesform's podcast, where we talk to some of the brightest minds in the mobile gaming industry. Now, today, I have a very, very special podcast episode because this is in the run-up to Gamesform Cyprus, and I'm joined by none other than LiveOps Director at Wargaming, Sergey. Sergey, so good to have you here. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Marian, for having me here. It's a great pleasure to share my thoughts with so diverse audience that Gamesform have, you know, in their disposal. And I hope in April we will have a great in-person meeting in Cyprus.
For sure. So today's episode is a really special one because it's all about predictions. And I know all of you out there love a good predictions episode and love a good predictions, you know, article on our site. So, and specifically, we're going to be looking at the 7 predictions that Sergey sort of wrote for LinkedIn for AAA live service games. But before we dive into that, this is an extra special episode because we're actually doing a bit of a book giveaway because Sergey wrote a book titled Running a Successful Live Service Game. Sergey, this is a massive feat. I kind of did a little bit of research before our call, and I saw it was on Waterstones. But so for those who don't know, it's a massive bookstore here in the UK. It seems to be doing very, very well. Can you give us a little bit of a rundown as to why you wrote this book and why you're doing the giveaway? You mentioned karma there in our call before, but I'll let you take it away.
Yes, you know, see, it's just 250 pages and 4 years behind them.
Wow.
So, actually, I always joking about this. All credits should go to COVID because when we were locked down in Cyprus for 4 months, I started thinking about how to categorize what we have in Wargaming in terms of live service game operations. And we started from a small initiative inside the team just to share what we have inside Wargaming. And then it turned to the online course for young talents and graduates, which we have in Wargaming. We call it Wargaming Forge. There are like 6 or 7 programs already in place. So we adopted our presentation for this course. And during our first cohort graduation party, one of the students asked me, why don't you convert this online course into the book? Challenge accepted. So I just sent a couple of applications to publishers, and one of them accepted my application. And in December, book was published. So
nice. Here we are.
Actually, yeah. This is actually the story behind the book. And the reason why I want to arrange this giveaway and thank for this for your support. That's literally gaming right now is the global phenomenon, but unfortunately, not you know, in every countries or every regions, people can afford $50 for a book. So thank you again for your support and arranging this giveaway, and I hope that winner will enjoy reading the book.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to that giveaway. And 3 lucky people, like I mentioned, there will be 3 books that will be given away. So there'll be 3 lucky winners. But we'll keep you guys posted on that for all those listening. It will be on our LinkedIn most likely, but stay tuned for that. But I want to dive into our predictions today, Sergey, and the 7 predictions that you wrote. Number 1, diving straight into things. You believe that games will become a platform and they won't just be games. That's a big prediction. So yeah, we're seeing games sort of evolve into these ecosystems rather than these standalone experiences. Why do you think that's going to be the case? And what do you think separates a true platform from a traditional game?
Look, it all comes down to who is making the content. A traditional game, the devs build it, players consume it. A platform, the devs set the stage, and the players help fill it. Live streaming changed everything. Twitch and YouTube turned games into entertainment beyond just playing. Now you can watch, stream, and even make content inside the game itself. That's why user-generated content is no longer a bonus. It's essential. Look at the Fortnite and Roblox. They don't just drop updates. They let players create their own experiences.
Yeah.
Epic even launched Unreal Editor for Fortnite, turning it into a mini game engine inside the game. Marketing and operation have shifted too. It's not just about selling the game anymore. It's about building relationship with content creators. Revenue share programs like Roblox DevX let creators make real money. And World of Tanks, we are doing battle of bloggers, bringing in influencers to fuel community excitement. So I believe in the future, back to my prediction, every successful live game will be a platform where players don't just play, they create, watch, and connect. So what should devs do now? Number one, give players tools to create. Modes, user-generated content, whatever, let them shape the game. Number two, think beyond gameplay. Games should be the place for socializing, compete, create, and even monetize. And finally, build for longevity. Life Ops cannot just be about pushing content. It's about making sure the player economy and engagement loops keeps running even when devs step back.
Interesting stuff. So prediction number two, you believe that full cross-platform and cross-progression will be the standard. Cross-platform play has sort of been a big win for gamers, but there are still hurdles. What do you think is the sort of biggest barrier left to full cross-progression across all games? What sort of challenges are we looking at here?
Honestly, it's not the tech. It's the business side slowing things down.
Yeah.
And the reality is platform holders don't want to lose control. Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo build walled gardens to keep players locked into their ecosystems. If you buy a game on PlayStation, they want you to stay there, not take your purchase to PC or Switch. Account linking is a mess. If a game uses multiple platforms, it gets complicated fast. But here's the reality. Players don't care about platforms anymore. They just want to pick up and play whatever they want. And look at what happening with Xbox. Microsoft saw a decline in Xbox sales and realized they couldn't win the console war. So instead of doubling down on exclusivity, they pivoted to play anywhere. So now you can play Xbox games on PC, cloud, mobile, and even smart TVs. So this shift wasn't just a smart move for players. It was a necessary move for survival. And I think full cross progression will be the expectation. If your game doesn't support it, players will find one that does. So what the move for studios? Number one, push for unified accounts. No one wants 10 different logins for the same game.
Very true, yeah.
Number two, market the hell out of play everywhere features. Let players know they can jump in any time on any device without losing progression. And let's make it an industry standard. The more games that offer it, the harder it will be for a platform to resist. I hope we are heading toward the future where games aren't tied to platforms at all. You own your progress, your purchases, your data, and you take it with you, whatever you want to play.
Right. And what a world that would be. I would love to see that. So prediction number three, Sergey, from you, players will demand higher launch standards. So we've seen a lot of sort of backlash against buggy launches, but games also recover over time. But do you think the industry is changing for the better? Are we seeing this more like, oh, we'll fix it later attitude? Tell me a little bit more about this prediction.
Honestly, it both. I mean, games like Cyberpunk 77 or No Man's Sky prove that a bad launch isn't a death sentence, but only if you have the resources to fix it. But not every game gets this chance. Most flop and never recover. The problem is, honestly, Life Ops has made devs a little lazy. We will patch it later is now a legit business strategy.
Yeah.
Early access is used as an excuse for unfinished products. And players are running out of patience. But the reality is that the market is very saturated. In 2014, there were only, okay, only 1,500 games released on Steam.
Compared to now, 10 years later,
right now it's 15,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So by 2030, you won't get a second chance.
Yeah.
If a game launched broken, players will just leave and never come back.
Mm.
So what the play? No second chance mindset. Don't launch half-baked. AI-driven testing. Simulate thousands of players stress testing the game before launch. And of course, use soft launches that actually mean something. Get real feedback, fix problem, and don't rush global release.
Interesting stuff. So next prediction, number four. Social and meta features will be key for attention. So some of the biggest games today thrive because of their social elements, you know, clan, user-generated content, voice chat. What's an underrated social or meta feature that you think developers should be focusing on, given your prediction that this will be key for attention?
All right, let's talk about pushing your game beyond just gameplay, because that's what keeps player coming back. Games that thrive in the long term aren't just about great gameplay anymore. They're about creating a space where players want to hang out, connect, and invest their time. Take a step back. What do players do when they are not playing your game? They're watching Twitch, they're scrolling Reddit and Discord, they're checking leaderboards, customizing loadouts, or discussing meta strategies. Mm. So the real question here is, how do you keep them engaged in your game even when they are not actively playing? And the answer is deep metagame features. And back to your question, one underrated but highly effective way to do this is companion app that span beyond the game client. Look at the games like Destiny or Call of Duty. They let players manage inventory, plan strategies, and connect with their teammates all outside the game.
Mm.
Even something as simple as a mobile companion app keeps engagement rolling. So I believe in the future, the best live games will be full ecosystems where players don't just play, but also socialize, strategize, and even create. So if you ask me how to push your game beyond just gameplay, number one, always on engagement. Build tools, apps, messenger integrations, you name it, that let players interact with your game world even when they're not logged in. Of course, social hubs matter, make players-driven event more than just chat features, turn them into a meaningful social experience, and obviously recognize and reward engagement. Give players incentives for contributing to the community. Whatever it's helping newcomers, creating guides, or organizing in-game events. At the end of the day, the more reasons players have to check in, even when they are not playing, the longer they will stay invested. So that's the future of retention.
Interesting. So prediction number five, PvE and PvP modes will blend more. Do you think, Sergey, the sort of hybrid approach of PvE and PvP models is a future of multiplayer games? Or will there always be a need for purely PvE or purely PvP experiences?
Players versus environment versus players is definitely the future, but not every game needed. So pure PvE and PvP won't die. Look at Escape from Tarkov. Mixed PvE survival with high-stake PvP fights. Or The Division. From my experience, one of the best PEV concept ever made. But some players still want pure co-op storytelling or competitive PvP without AI enemies. The trick is choice. And I believe in the future we will see dynamic players versus environment versus player systems that let players toggle how much PvP they want in their experience. What devs should do is, number one, adaptive PEV modes. Let players pick how much PvP or PvE they want. Number two, AI-driven enemies that respond to player behavior. And number three, I would say seamless transition between PvP mission and PvP fights, depending on player's behavior or their current progression in the game.
So number six, and we're coming to a close here, but this one I think is one that I think resonates with me a lot. I have to be the prediction I probably agree with most. And you kind of mentioned it with your previous ones with personalization, but you have said, as your number six prediction, community input will shape game development. Now, developers are increasingly involving players in shaping games. There's no denying that. But there is a fine line, obviously, between listening to feedback and sort of losing creative control. How do you think, devs, because there's no denying this is so important, right? Like, community input is something that will shape game development for the better, and you kind of have to jump on this or risk being left behind. But how do you think devs can balance community input but also stay true to their vision?
Look, honestly, I don't have any illusions about these relationships between game devs and the players. The best devs listen, but don't follow blindly. Players know what they want, but not always what best for long term. And if you let them design the game, you will lose focus. Take Warframe and their digital extremes, which engages their community constantly, but keep their vision intact. I believe in the future that the best game will have structured community feedback loop, not just raw opinion pool. And if you ask me about like three advice in which I believe how devs should handle feedback, number one, public roadmap. Players love transparency. And it's very easy to do. Number two, test servers. Let players try updates before they go live. And number three, try to recruit a diverse group of 15-20 veteran players from your game to form a council and empower them with authority. So again, back to your
really good idea.
Yeah, back to your doubts about the scene line in developers and the community. Yes, again, not a lot of illusions.
Yeah,
but if you make some more actionable steps toward your community, they will respect it, and they will really aim to help shape your game with their experience.
Definitely. I really like the idea of the council. I think that's something that would work really well. So the final prediction here for me, Sergey, deeper integration with entertainment and tech. This one's undeniable, to be honest. We're seeing loads of crossovers between gaming, movies, music, even AI. I was watching a gameplay actually the other day, and it had it was a super massive game, and it had actors, like really well-known actors within the game. And we're seeing this more and more, and they're, across the board. So what's one upcoming innovation or collaboration in gaming that excites you most? What are you looking forward to on a personal level?
Oh, this is my favorite the question in prediction, because it's so broad that we can talk about it for the next year.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Games aren't just games anymore.
Yeah.
They are where we hang out, work, meet people, and experience entertainment in a way we never imagined. And if we look ahead, back to your question with one sentence of my prediction, gaming is about to take over everything. The biggest shift, games will replace apps for a lot of things we do online today. Recruitment. Companies are already using Roblox to find talent.
Yeah.
Dating. Thousands of people are meeting in MMOs and social games.
Yeah.
Communications, families are using games as a main messaging app. So we already see, as you said, games host concert, movie premieres, and major brand collabs. So in the future, game will be the default space for socializing, working, dating, and even job hunting. So what needs to happen next? Number one, studios need to design games as more than just play spaces. They need to function as a social hub, job fairs, or even dating apps. And game communication tools will evolve into full-blown messengers. Think Discord, but native inside every game world.
Mm.
And brand will go beyond sponsorships. They will build actual in-game experiences where you don't just see an ad, but you live in it. So games are becoming a new main street, concert hall and coffee shop all in one. The question isn't if this will happen. It's how fast.
Hmm. Interesting stuff. The increasing gamification of everything. I love that. Well, you heard it here first, folks, from Sergey. I think a lot of these predictions, 7 predictions to be exact, will come to fruition, in my opinion. But Sergey, thank you so much for this deep dive. I feel like you've given some real gems of knowledge to those out there in strategy and for, you know, live operations specifically. So thank you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here, and have a good rest of your day.
You too. And for everyone listening, please keep your eyes and ears peeled for the book giveaway. We will be posting about that very soon. Thank you very much. That was it for this week's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Until next time.